Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. We're going to talk about strokes this week. How are you?
Can't wait. Sounds good.
Good. Antiplatelet therapy, as all of us know, is used for the management of acute ischemic stroke and for the prevention of stroke. This antiplatelet therapy reduces the incidence of stroke in patients at high risk and in those with known symptomatic cerebrovascular disease. It's also useful for secondary stroke prevention, meaning people that have already had symptoms as we attempt to prevent further symptoms or worsening conditions. Aspirin, the most commonly used antiplatelet agent, inhibits the enzyme cyclooxygenase, reduces production of thromboxane A2, which is a stimulator of platelet aggregation. This interferes with the cascade and the formation of thrombi and reduces the risk of stroke. At least that's how we've all been taught. The effectiveness of aspirin for preventing ischemic stroke is supported by a fair number of data, specifically the antithrombotic trialist collaboration, often referred to as ATC. Clopidogrel also inhibits ADP-dependent platelet aggregation. The question is, what happens if you take both aspirin and clopidogrel? Well, you picked a poem this week from the New England Journal of Medicine, published in 2013, volume 269, pages 11 through 19. It asks an important clinical question, which is, does adding Plavix, clopidogrel, improve outcomes over aspirin alone in the early treatment of transischemic attack or a minor stroke? So it's taking that subgroup of patients and asking, is two better than one? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a Chinese study. They had over 5,000 patients. They started out trying to recruit from a group of 41,000 that they screened who had a stroke or a TIA. There were over 100 sites in China. They ultimately ended up including about 5,000. They all had to be 40 years or older and have either an acute minor ischemic stroke, which was a NIH stroke scale less than or equal to 3, so a minor stroke, or a high-risk TIA. Folks with a low-risk TIA based on the what's called the ABCD2 score were also excluded. And they also excluded folks who had evidence of hemorrhage, disability, recent anticoagulation, who had a stroke as a result of an inpatient procedure, any severe comorbidity, and anybody, like I said, with just a minor TIA. So you got to pay attention to those exclusion criteria. This was a little bit higher risk than average, so either a high-risk TIA or a minor stroke. And they randomized them to one of two groups. So one group had aspirin on days 1 through 21, and then they had the clopidogrel or the Plavix, 300 milligrams on day 1, and then 75 milligrams on days 2 through 90. The other group just got aspirin on days 1 through 90. So fairly typical group, mean age 62, maybe a little young for a stroke slash TIA. A third were women, and groups were the same at the start of the study. They looked at 90-day outcomes after presenting. And one other thing was everyone had to initiate treatment within 24 hours of the onset of symptoms. And what they found, there was a statistically significant reduction in the absolute risk of stroke. It went down by about 3.5%, so from 11.9 to 8.4, with an NNT, a number needed to treat, of 29. So every 29 people who got the Plavix for the full 90 days, in addition to aspirin, there was one fewer stroke compared to those who just got aspirin. Similar reduction when you looked at combined outcomes and ischemic stroke. So it was mostly ischemic stroke that they were preventing. No significant difference in the likelihood of outcomes like MI, TIA, all-cause mortality, or cardiovascular mortality. Those who got the clopidogrel had a little bit of an increase in minor bleeding, but no difference in moderate or severe bleeds. There were 8 in one group and 7 in the other. Hmm. So the bottom line is patients with minor stroke or high-risk TIA did better when given the Plavix plus aspirin over aspirin alone, if you could start that within 24 hours of symptoms.
The NNT of 29, It is close enough that I bet lots of patients would choose to go with both as opposed to just one. I'm not quite sure what minor bleeding is. I mean, if that's bleeding of the gums, or is it, you know, GI bleed that isn't considered life-threatening? Do you know what they mean by minor bleeding?
Yeah, generally when studies like this define moderate or severe bleeding, they're talking about bleeding that requires a transfusion, an intervention, a hospitalization, and minor bleeding is everything else.
I see. Okay, so it's a big group of...
Yeah, but there weren't that many. There were, you know, this was a huge study, 5,000 patients, and there were only 47 minor bleeds in the Plavix group, 39 in the aspirin group, so very small difference, and then 8 moderate or severe versus 7 in the Plavix group.
Yeah. Yeah, not
so
a big deal.
Low rates, actually very low rates and kind of almost surprisingly low rates of bleeding and complications.
Yeah.
But if you remember, they'd excluded a lot of people who would be at fairly high risk for bleeding. So one of the caveats is, you know, this. Keep in mind those inclusion criteria. Who were they looking at? People who are at higher risk for bleeding were excluded. People with only a very mild or minor TIA, low risk for recurrence, low risk for subsequent stroke, were also excluded. And the danger of sometimes reading a study like this is that there's this sort of indication creep where people will start doing it for everybody with a TIA.
Right.
And that's not who they studied here. So just kind of keep that in mind as you apply this in practice.
Right. Although, you know, again, just to play devil's advocate, once you take all those exclusion groups out, you're still left with a pretty significant group of people.
Yeah.
It's not like you're left with 2 or 3 people.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so I think it's a useful, important study. And, you know, I think we're, you know, last week we had an example of a study where extended anticoagulation was not helpful. Here's an example where extended use of a newer antithrombotic was helpful.
Exactly. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Great.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.